Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and welcome to the Blessings of Christ today. And he is among us. He welcomes you as well. And most especially, does he welcome you. And just allow him to be in your heart and envelop you with his precious and Holy Spirit. We are so happy to come together on these days because we bring together the unity of congregation as well as the unity with Christ. And it just brings more fullness and more richness to our experience that we offer that to one another. Just as he said to the apostles, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, I will be there. And so it is. And how powerful it is. So I've noticed many times people on the call just literally speak words as if they were from his mouth. And I know that those words did come from him as a contribution to all the rest of us. And I see Nancy is here. So welcome, Nancy.
Hi, everyone. So happy to be here. I'm feeling more whole every time I come together with y'all. It's so good to feel like we're part of something that's just so precious, and we're not an isolated extension of life, but we're together in this. So I have hope, and I'm so happy to be here.
Right, and we are happy to have you. So, and I hope that at least for this time together, we can be happy. Happiness is a rare and beautiful vibe that most children have most of the time. And that's one of the reasons we feel so good after we've been with them. It's the contagion of happiness. Let's give that to one another, at least for a few minutes. Okay? And we are going to take calls as always, as ever. And I always counsel with Yeshua before I begin our blessing service every Sunday through prayer or spiritual conversation. And he always gives me great ideas to discuss. But today he did today too, and he said, well, just wait till they come up. Let other people bring them up as according to their needs and desires for understanding. So I said, oh, I love it that way. So according to his wishes, we're just going to dive in and get started. You're not.
Absolutely.
Not everybody who comes talks. And that's okay. We don't expect anything from you except your attendance, your hope, your desire for a blessing, and your willingness to receive. Because the spirit of receiving is just as important as the specifics of what you ask for. God already knows what you need. The value of joining with others at times like this is it will give you the courage to expect and believe, the hope to be vulnerable and be blessed, and the openness to receive. So just do that and you're fine. But we also love to hear your requests, and we especially love to hear when you've been blessed. So, Nancy, you take over, okay?
Okay. Yeah, and I'd like to actually start just to share a blessing. I know everybody had prayed and was sending love to little Matthew, my niece's little boy that was born, you know, that little 1 pound baby. He's now like close to 6 pounds. He had heart surgery to close the heart. Everything went great. He's home with no wires and, or, you know, nothing going on. And he's actually going on a first outing tomorrow to Gary, my husband's twin sister's house, Carolyn. And, so just yay, just a miracle. And, you know, it's
That's
just
a beautiful
amazing.
One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, 1 pound, 10 ounces, and like, I think he was 12 inches long, and, you know, normally what he is, 19 inches long and 7 pounds, and so, anyway, he was a little fighter, and I really feel like the love and the blessings just really brought them through this. And then one other blessing for my sister, Cindy, whose husband passed away a year ago. Today is their anniversary. They would have been married 46 years. And so I just want to send a little love to that whole clan. Uh-huh. And, yeah, that's all for me today. But, yeah, we do have lots of lovely, beautiful folks here. I'm going to open up a line. Sulphur Springs, Texas. Is that you, Stormy?
Great. Huh?
Is that Stormy?
That's Stormy.
Stormy, you might have to unmute yourself because I've got your line open and we'd love to hear from you.
Well, Stormy? Did you climb the golden stairs? Go flying with the angels? Hmm?
Maybe.
Well,
I'm gonna unmute.
You come. We'll take someone else, and you come back when you're ready. Okay.
Absolutely. That's what we're gonna do. Okay. So let me open up. Hi, Eva. I hope you're feeling better today.
Well, not a whole lot. I'm still waiting for the big healing. I have a lot of still getting into pain, and I still need some more blessings, which I'm hoping to. We'll take care of this eventually, and yeah, it's kind of a tough road for me right now. But something else which I wanted to say was Maura had asked me one time on the line to call. I can't call because I don't have her new number, and I don't know quite how to get that, or if somebody has my number that could give it to her. I haven't found that out yet. So that's another thing which I need.
Okay, we will look into that for you. But the last time Maura placed an order online, I sent you that number. And it's no longer in service. I don't have a current number.
Yeah, that's a number that I have too from before. And so I got your text, your message, and said that you didn't have it. I mean, that's a number you had. So
we may be able to find it for you. We'll keep trying. Okay.
So Maura, if you're on the line, just know that I've tried, and I can't get there. But I would like some blessings, and see if we can speed up this healing. I don't know how to do that. I don't know why I need to experience all of this, or maybe it's not for me to know, but I don't know what I might be doing or not doing that's helping it or not helping it. So thank you for that.
You are very welcome, and God bless you, Eva. We love you, and we encourage you to understand that blessings come sometimes by peeling layers of the onion, and you don't always feel it as one layer goes off because you're looking for the result.
Yeah.
They're all like that. They're the same.
Yes. We'd like to have it now.
Yeah.
Instead of.
Right.
Because I think it's getting better, and then suddenly something else happens, and then it seems like it's getting worse again. So I don't know what that's all about. Yeah, I know about peeling the onion because I've worked in therapy myself with others, and there seems to be so much onion to peel.
And it still smells like onion, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's the crazy part about it. You're peeling the onion. And you think, well, I know I'm getting somewhere, but it still smells like onion.
Well, that's right. It does.
And it really does until the onion is consumed.
Yeah.
But it will be. It will be. Don't. Hope is the key word here. We know you've got faith. We know you've got faith.
Mm-hmm. Is there something else to do? You know, I'm always want to do something. And
that's hope at work.
Yeah.
That is hope at work.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We love you, and we know you're going to make it.
You are.
Okay. That's what I'm always, sometimes I'm not sure. And I think, well, maybe this is just something I need to go through, and maybe it's something that, I don't know, that I don't need to be here anymore. But I want to be here still.
Well, if you want to be here, then that tells you what the answer is, that you'll get through.
Okay. All right. That's what other people tell me. They come and they say, well, you look good, or you sound good, but I don't feel good.
Well,
oh, dear.
Take whatever affirmations you can get and hold on to them, okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
And feel the love of all of us. We're just surrounding you with a great big hug there, Eva.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I hope I can get a hold of Mara too.
Well, I'm going to look for her number, Eva, and then I've got your number, and I'll text you, and I'll let you know what it is, okay?
Okay, that'll be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. We have Stormy here, Eva. Let's see what he might have to share today. Stormy, your line's open again on a new one. Can you hear us? Well, Glenda, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. Stormy.
How's that? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm having difficulties with this new phone of mine. I wanted to give thanks for a blessing that I used a couple of days ago because my stomach was upset in the morning. And years ago, Glenda, I remember I was raking some leaves in your yard, and we had lunch and had a nice salad on your kitchen table that you had painted with flowers on it. And I have I always wonder what happened to that table. You know, it was so beautiful that you painted it with flowers and had it lacquered up. But I remember eating lunch. And I used that image that healing image to calm my stomach down, and it did calm my stomach down.
That's wonderful.
And I just thought that was worth remembering, you know, having a solid with you on that table. And I've got really good, clear memories. I also wanted to ask for a blessing for the apartment manager here at Eagle Inn Apartments, an old high school, 1940s high school, turned into apartments. And I know his heart is heavy because I know Marley, and we've talked a lot about his personal growth from years ago. He's asked me for counsel. And he had to raise the rent up $100 on everybody. That's a very big, hefty rent increase from 800 to 900, per se. And it's because of the electric bill. I know what it is. But I just wanted to ask for a blessing for Marley Barker is his last name.
All right. We sure will.
Whenever he comes in to do something, he never really wants to leave. He just sort of stands there, and he's just sort of standing there because he just likes my presence. He likes my stories and conversations. I thought I'd share a blessing and give a blessing.
That's really kind of you, Stormy. We love that. And yes, we will include him in our blessings. It's really difficult to be a businessman that makes ends meet and also to serve the people that are your constituents. It's a tough road. And I can feel, I can feel his stress in that, and so we'll just offer a blessing.
I've watched him grow. I've watched him grow over the last 7 years I've been here. I've watched him grow a whole lot. And we just had a rain shower here for about 20 minutes. So bless the rain.
Good. Well, we had a thunderstorm last night, and it poured. So I lost about 2 hours sleep, but it was worth it. And it's just, you know, because there's something about the rain that just brings the earth into song and sweet harmony and cooler air, which is very, very appreciated. So, yeah, I feel the change of season beginning to happen and move into, I think we're going to have a very beautiful autumn all over the United States. And I hope that it's beautiful everywhere else, and spring is lovely in the southern hemisphere. You know, it's just amazing to contemplate the diversity of weather patterns around the world. Oh, and speaking of weather patterns, one of our special blessings today needs to go to the people in the neck of Florida, who were hit so in such a devastated way by the hurricane. They are they're suffering mightily right now. Fortunately, our government is actually coming through with some assistance for them, and I think the whole momentum is bringing a little more assistance to the people in Maui, and we hope that that will increase across the board, because if we can afford to send billions of dollars to Ukraine, we can afford to help our own people, and we should be doing that. So I ask for the authority of God in at requesting that with the power and the energy of love, that we love one another. And we put our own troubles aside when the troubles of others are greater, that we may help them. So, yes, these are times that are troubled for many people, but we have to bow in honor to when the greater trouble happens to the few who need it and who need special assistance. So we do ask continuing assistance for people in the Hawaiian Islands who were so affected by the fire, and now the people in Florida who were so deeply just torn apart by the hurricane. I have great empathy for that, because I remember a time, actually not very much out of this season. It was on the 25th of August, 2017, when our neighborhood was a shambles. I mean, we were so blessed. We only had about 6 square feet torn out of our roof and our peripheral fence knocked down. I mean, that was it. And right next to us, houses were leveled. So we were protected by prayer. We were protected by grace and by the power of the Holy Spirit. But you could go down the street and it looked like a war zone. You know, it looked like bombs had been laid all across Commercial Street from our home to downtown. I know what it's like. I saw people sitting on their lawn, bleeding and creating homemade tourniquets until ambulances could arrive. It's, when you're in something like that, it's bad. It's really bad. And I was so blessed that I could actually, I mean, my car was not even, well, we got one little scrape on the bumper where a tree limb fell across the bumper. That was it. And it was out there, not in the garage. Larry's car was not affected. My car was not affected. Our home was not affected. So, yeah, it helps to pray. It helps to have God on your side. But most people don't know that. and if they kind of know it, they still cover themselves with a blanket of fear. And that blanket of fear attracts the worst. So I was able to get in my car. I drove to town. I connected with the first responders that had just come to town to see what I could do. And I was put to work. I became one of them, and I was so glad that Larry and I had stayed on to be there. I've been in the middle of it, so I can tell you right now, what they're going through is bad. And they need your prayers and or your assistance, and you will find wherever you live that charities that are normally, I would say, semi-commercial, such as Goodwill and Red Cross and Salvation Army, they turn very, very charitable for this, and they will send trucks out to gather clothes, to gather donations from your house. It's a great time to take those second appliances you've been thinking you'd keep for backup. Let them become backup for somebody else. And winter clothes that you may never use again, you just kept them because you liked them, okay? Send them on. There are people waiting with trucks to carry them. By the day after Harvey came to town, there were 32 18-wheelers on the roads, parked on the roads, offering everything from food to household goods to clothes to whatever, medical supplies, whatever people needed. 32 18-wheelers with the back end and the side gates open to serve people. So I guarantee you that's going to happen. That's going to happen for the people in Florida. And I am just stricken with disbelief that more help did not come to the people in Maui. That shocks me to the core. I just can hardly believe that they went through what they went through and there was so little help. But I do believe it's coming now. I think that the powers that are have been shamed into performing. And sometimes we do need to do that. We do need to say, come on, guys. Let's get out here and do our part of this work. Because, you know, blessings don't just come from thin air. They also come from lifting and serving and stirring the pot mm-hmm. and a little bit of elbow grease to carry boxes and cook meals. You know, we do for one another, and it's time that we realize that, because there are going to be more instances in which that happens, because our I know that we are moving toward the transformation we've all been praying for and believing in. But as that happens, there will probably be turmoil in the process. And innocent, unexpecting people will be affected. So let's don't consider ourselves just the lucky ones. Let's consider ourselves the also ones, because we go and help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you,
and
Stormy.
Stormy is my childhood name. So when you mentioned the childhood energy, I immediately thought of, that's why I call it Stormy's Music, because I wanted to bring that childhood energy into my music. So I'm the big kid here.
Yeah, we already know that, Stormy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye, Stormy.
You have a blessed rest of your day. Bye-bye. All right.
We've got Caroline. Caroline, how are things for you today?
Well, I wanted to, first of all, give some gratitude, because I was looking to try and get a new relationship, and something has started to develop with a very nice gentleman I was helping out from Lahaina, interestingly enough, who was somewhat impacted by these horrible fires. And So I'm very grateful for that, and probably it could do with some blessings for that to go well if it's meant to be. It's very new, but it's really very nice. So I'm very grateful, because that was a blessing I asked for only a few weeks ago, I think. So that's manifested pretty fast. So very grateful for that. And then a couple more blessings. One is for the island of Maui, because we really do need to have, we're sort of going past the period where people were being housed in hotel rooms, and now they're having to find places to go, and there's a shortage of housing, and some folks are trying to get tiny homes worked out in Maui and that kind of stuff, which would be a wonderful solution, not necessarily permanent, but it would be a great solution. So blessings, many blessings are needed to help the people that have been impacted beyond the, and because now they're going beyond the initial aid that they were given, and it's pretty tough. A lot of local support is happening. The local people really stepped up to the plate, because the federal government was pretty absent. We still need a lot of blessings for them to be able to have good places to live and all of that. And then the final blessing is for my ex-husband, who, I mean, I have issues with him about how he was as a husband, but he's in very poor health and having some major issues, and has been in a nursing home following a serious infection, and he's really not in good shape at all. So, blessings for him, and blessings for his speedy recovery, or, you know, whatever is necessary to help him along to whatever he needs to do. So those are the three things that I wanted to mention today.
That is great. And we've got him in our heart. Okay.
His name is Bruce. Yeah, he definitely needs help.
Okay, Bruce. Thank you. We're going to spruce you up.
Absolutely.
It's great hearing from you, Caroline. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Glenda, we have Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Aloha, Nancy and Glenda and beloved community. This is Sarah, Feet on the Earth. And I want to ask for a special blessing for a beautiful cat, my dad's cat named Joni Jett. And she needs some help, and she's the sweetest girl who used to come hiking with me. So blessings for her health. And then I want to ask for a blessing for mental health for us all, specifically our thinking. May our thoughts be elevated and clear and in the light. And then I want to ask for a blessing for me. I'm going through something physical, but my beautiful God-given immune system is doing a beautiful job, so just keep going with that. And then finally, a blessing for all of our labor, for our sacred labor, all that we do to care for our precious selves, for each other, all of the service that we do in this world. God bless that service and our sacred labor. Thank you.
Well, that's a really good blessing list, Sarah. You covered a lot of points.
Yep. That's it.
And blessings for
especially
the requester of blessings.
Yes.
Yeah, we love you, Sarah. And everything you bring is always so beautiful and in our hearts for the whole week. Especially to be conscious in our thoughts. I love that. I love that, you know, it helps us to be more proactive in our actions, right? So thank you for reminding us about that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. God bless your labor. I appreciate you. We appreciate you so much.
I'm glad we have no labor tomorrow and we get to be home. I don't know if you're off work tomorrow, but for all of those that are, I hope you get to enjoy the day. So God bless you, Sarah.
God bless you.
Okay, we have Stephen. Glenda, hi, Stephen.
Oh, hello, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for sharing. And thank you, Glenda. And I just want to No, I'm seeking just a blessing for myself and seeking a great employment position. Just want to serve in the very highest and best way that I can. And so just a blessing for that process of continuing to reach out into the world and see what the greatest match can be so that I can serve people and help lead people into their hearts, and that's, for me, that's really what it's all about. So, thank you.
Well, Stephen, you have my continuing blessings for you achieving that. And I received your email, which I apologize, I have not answered yet because I was just over my head in some obligations. But what I wanted to say is really perfect for this call. And that is that Stephen did not progress as far as he was hoping, and I was expecting that he would go in his application for one particular employment situation. But what I wanted to say is that the acquiring of blessings is also always a layered proposition. And the effort we put forth sincerely to move toward our goal is a prayer, and it's a very powerful prayer because we accepted the vulnerability of requesting and putting together our dreams and our hopes into words and making connection with other people about what we desire and what we want. It's just asking to the cube root, not just asking, and not just asking to the square root, but to the cube root. I mean, you really put that out into manifest space, into seeing what it would be like to have that which you want to have. And that is the real prayer. And I just wanted to say, now you have asked the real prayer. And now it will be answered.
Well, thank you so much for that, Glenda. It's exactly what I needed to hear. Yeah, just continue to step out in faith and know that, the Holy Spirit and God and Yeshua are all, behind me and continuing to support me, spiritually and in the real world. And those are even different. So, they're one and the same. So anyway, I thank you. And again, thank you for all your support and encouragement. I really appreciate it. So many, many blessings to you. Thank you.
Well, I'm there with you. I'm part of the prayer. So your prayer has been given, in full multidimensional space and time. And so it will answer as soon as the right match has been discovered and approaches you. So we in a group of people, we can extend our hand, and the answer is who extends a hand back to you. So we have to learn that as we go through life, we can like a lot of people, but only the few special ones like us back. And that doesn't mean that the rest of them don't sort of like you, in the sense that if they were telling anybody about you, they'd say, oh, that's a great guy. I just really enjoyed talking to him. But they didn't reach back for your hands. You see, that's what I'm talking about, the one that reaches back for your hands. That's a special kind of love.
Yeah. It's more, to me, that's even more of a love. Like you just kind of resonate with the person's frequency and you want to be with them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well,
wow, thank you. Thank you for that.
It's actually all love, Stephen. But the thing is, love has many practical applications that we have other words for describing. It's not really socially appropriate to enter a room of people that you've never met and just walk up and hug someone and say, oh, I love you so much. I love you. And they're gonna, somebody is going to think, huh? Did you smoke something before you came in this room? You know, because we do have our appropriate, shall we say, schedules for expression of love. But
yeah,
it's all love. It's all love. But we don't live by saying that. You know, we work through life in order to discover that it was all love. And that's kind of, that's kind of the joke that we, that we confront in our last moments of living. Oh my God, this was all love. How could I not know that?
You know, along those lines, do you think humanity will ever evolve, maybe even if it takes millions of years, to the point where, you know, that ego veil facade is basically really lifted or dissolved, and there aren't these social norms that we all have to kind of play by and follow, and it will feel natural and normal to just, you know, to go up to somebody and truly just, you know, love them, but express to that, and that would be a normal thing, not like something that would make somebody feel uncomfortable.
Well, even Yeshua didn't do that, because we have sovereignty over our own life, and that sovereignty allows us to be selective about what we bring into our most personal, intimate space. Because each of us are working out our special destiny in this world. And we don't want someone else's thoughts about us to then become as if they were our thoughts. I've encountered this a great deal in the work that I do. I don't know of anyone that I honestly cannot say before kneeling to God that I don't love. But that doesn't mean that when I'm in a social environment, I'm not going to respect their right to have boundaries, their right to be the sovereign person they are, their right to believe as they believe. And Yeshua was the same way. And I think that in some way that belief belongs on a higher ground than the material universe. Inside the material universe, there will always be boundaries. And what we need to ask is that the boundaries be soft and respectful and open to harmony and beneficial alignment with people, that we're always looking for the best and the most positive, creative alignment with everyone we meet. But the process of developing that alignment is itself a process, and ignoring that process usually affects the other people as a form of disrespect.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is actually where the hippies went wrong. And then we grew up. I was part of that generation, the so-called love generation, because we thought everything was love on this terrain. And it is, but it's not love without boundaries. It's not love without respect. It's not love without appreciation for the fact that other people have their own sovereign space, and we have to cultivate some respect for that. And I would say, actually, on the on the plane that we are working on the earth today, respect is a more powerful energy than love is. Well, at least what you call love. It's still all love, but it comes across as respect. And people, you give them respect, and you'll find they want to hear more what you got to say. And then as they hear more what you've got to say, and you respect them even more, they're going to say, "Do you mind, is that Sharon? Do you mind if I sit by you?" Okay. Then you two get to know each other, and hey, let's have lunch together. Okay. You have lunch together. You see what I'm talking about, Steve?
Yeah. I guess I'm kind of, I'm almost thinking like, you know, maybe mm-hmm. like, traditional, more of like a traditional Christian perspective of like, you know, the end times and revelations and, you know, where basically, you know, Yeshua returns and basically everybody, you know, is, you know, the veil's lifted from their eyes, right? And they just, everybody's basically communing with God at that point. There's no, so I guess I'm leading towards that. You know, it's like, if that takes a million or a billion years, if we're even around that long, you know, would that be a possibility? In other words, would we just see each other? You know, that's where I'm going with. Not so much pushing past the boundary irrespectfully. That's not where I was headed with it, but more so like where, you know, you really have a dissolution of the ego. In other words, it's not, you know, you're not sort of battling these ego sensitivities. It's more like, oh no, I see you as a true angel, just like I'm an angel. That's kind of where I was headed.
I got you. I know where you were headed. I've been there. I've lived among the many who were part of the New Age. I was a child among the many, and then I woke up to the fact that there are other planets, many mansions in my father's house, and there are in fact places where it's just exactly like what you're talking about.
Yeah, another dimension. Yeah.
It's another dimension, and it is there, and I've been there with hugs and greetings and just continue to believe that is possible. Is that the path that we are going in immediately in the future on this planet? I can honestly say I don't know, but it would take a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, of course.
It would take a of the highest order. But baby miracles can happen every day by using love in a way that people understand and can accept and trust. And then you break through the boundaries and you reach people at a place that they're willing to accept and understand the love that you have. And I know you have done that your whole life, Steve. You're just, I know you. You've done that. And don't feel like you needed to have done more, because that's the way it works right now on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely running into this as I seek employment.
Yeah. I know.
Well,
and that's counseling you to respect and understand, because if you get that employment, then you can implement a little bit more of what you're hoping to give people. But progress is by step by step by step on this planet right now. The important thing is you make progress. And the impatience we have with our progress is impeding the progress.
Yeah, that's it. I love what you said about progress is the key there, because I, in my reality, progress is actually equivalent to happiness. That, you know, I think back to like even Aristotle, who said, you know, happiness is action and conformity with virtue. And it was interesting that, you know, he actually equated it to action itself. And I've found that to be true in my own life. It's actually when you're actually taking action, even if it's like little teeny steps towards your goals. And that's the other part of it, which is important. You know, he says in conformity with virtue. And then, of course, he writes an entire, you know, humongous book on what's virtuous, which ultimately he says is the mean in all things, kind of a Buddhist perspective. But, you know, I find that so long as it's a step toward your goal, it actually increases your internal happiness. You know, even if it's a tiny step, but it's towards your goal. That is actually what gives anybody happiness. Cause I hear all these, you know, you watch a YouTube here and this there and that, and everybody's trying to figure out what happiness is. But I mean, and I remember even Tony Robbins saying the same thing. He says, look, happiness is equal to progress. And I was like, yep, you're right.
Action toward a positive goal and progress there, that is happiness.
Yeah, and movement brings energy, which, you know, energy really lifts you up.
And if you ignore the steps that are necessary, you won't be happy.
Yeah, that's true too.
Okay. I think that's what I was alluding to in an earlier part of our conversation. Well, Stephen, we've got quite a few people on the line, so you and I cannot ask your thesis right now.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Glenda. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Stephen. I'm so inspired by your attitude and your love. So thank you so much for calling today. Let's see, Glenda. We do have lots of folks. Let's see. We have Mary. Mary, can you hear us?
Hey. Hi. Can you hear me, Mandy?
Yes, we've got you open. There you are.
Hi. I have, very tall, wonderful trees that I love, but sometimes I have to find the right spot so that I come through. But anyways, I just really quickly, because I know there's a lot of people. One thing is I just bow in gratitude to all of you guys. You have all been such profound teachers to me. Stephen and Maura and Eva and Sarah, aloha Sarah, and Christopher, and just everybody. I just deeply bow to all of you, because I've learned so many things through this community. And I also, you know, I feel like the blessing, this blessing every Sunday, which last Sunday's blessing was so powerful to me. It was actually physically powerful. I really had to sit down, and it did contain multiple blessings, but I think that I honestly believe that the frequency, the light of this blessing does not dissipate, and it continues to evolve and teach us in ways that we might not even realize. And I wanted to just give thanks for two things regarding that. One is that, I live in a tiny, tiny cottage. It's 102 years old, and my trees are massive. They're probably, oh my gosh, they're well over 100 years old. And anyways, in Ohio recently, we certainly did not go through the devastation that others have, but 11 tornadoes touched down in Ohio, and then we had an earthquake, and I was sitting in my tiny little cottage, and the alarms came on saying go to the basement, and I just don't have any such thing. And so at first I was running around, I was trying to take care of my little kittens, and then I just thought I have nowhere to go but home, meaning I went into my room and I sat by my portrait of Yeshua that was painted by Glenda and all my images of the Holy Blessed Mother. And as soon as I sat still in that storm, it was like Yeshua taught me, you know, walking on water, because I walked over to him. He sat with me. I had such a sense of calm and peace. And there was a storm raging through my little tiny shack, but I felt safe and held and loved, and I just felt so deeply, deeply blessed. And it felt like, you know, one of the things I want to offer to God and to this world that is being so, you know, there's so much suffering and so many people are going through these. I don't want to contribute to the storms of this world by the thoughts in my mind. I want to try to broadcast a frequency of love. And so I want to learn how to face, you know, my own accountability when I may be throwing storms out there. Because if you have two storms colliding, then what happens? So I want to, you know, surrender my own storms and find that calm center. And so I'm just so grateful for these blessings. And then the last thing is, my baby, my youngest son, is getting married. So I just, my baby's getting married, and my great granddaughter just turned 5. Her name is Serenity. And so there's just all these blessings. So I just say thank you, God. Goodness. And
life is you, Mary.
Well, I just love you all. I thank these blessings for, I feel like the blessings surround the space where I live, and that they just continue to flow, and they reach out towards those I love. So, just thank you all, and thank you, Yeshua, for letting me be a part of this, and I will bow and I will go, and God bless everybody. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mary, and God bless you always.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We love you, Mary. Thank you so much. Glenda, we have another Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
I on?
You are.
Hi, Sarah. Oh, all right. Well, I came on late, so I'm sorry I missed most of the call. But I'm calling in because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, from the depths of my being, came this, like, inner pain from something that happened when I was 11 years old. And it's like it involved my best friend and a very, I did something, you know, that was hurtful to her. And it's been buried in me all these decades. Well, it sort of popped up a couple times over the years, but it just out of nowhere the other day when I was coming out of a meditation, her name just popped up and just hit me in the gut. And I'm dealing with, it's time for me to clear that. So my blessing I'm asking for is for me to clear it and for her to be blessed. Her name is Chris.
Okay.
And she's somebody I've not been in touch with for decades. So, no.
That's a very good wish. And, you know, the thing is, in spirit, all of our friends are still with us. And how we treat them could definitely and directly affect your life, and they affect our life. So it's a good thing to clear up issues from the past, even if you only do it through prayer. I shouldn't say only, because prayer is the greatest way to do it. But it's how you do it with God. So if you're no longer in physical connection with someone, or even, my friends, if that other person or people have passed on, you still can do it, because they didn't go away. Their bodies were disposed of in whatever honorable way tradition allowed. But life never dies. They didn't die. They're somewhere. Heaven in between, reborn, they're somewhere. And yep. You can't still clear it up with anybody. And especially they're still alive in your life, or you wouldn't be thinking about them.
Exactly, yeah. My feeling is that she is probably still alive, but, you know, we're both getting old. She's my age, and, you know. Mm-hmm. But so I don't know. But that's my feeling, is it's like, if I can clear this, it will help release her to, you know, go to.
That's a very beautiful thought, Sarah. And as a blessing giver, you can offer blessings as well. And we'll include her in the blessing today.
Thank you. I hadn't even thought of doing just specifically for her, but I will.
Well, yes, you can.
Yeah,
yes,
beautiful.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now that you say it, of course. But, you know, it just thank you for reminding me.
I used to do special counseling, blessing counseling for people years and years back. And after I began doing it as a group energy, that took care of most people's needs. But people still do call me and they say, we need a blessing. Can you offer that for me? I said, sure. Tell me what it's about. You can do that too. Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. I know that helped all of us.
All of you.
So much.
Yep.
Thank you. Glenda, we have one more caller. Christopher, hi. Your line is open.
Greetings, Glenda, Nancy, everyone. What a blessing to be here. Just wanted to especially thank you, Glenda, for what you shared before about respect and sovereignty of the soul. And just acknowledge that I think we all know that wasn't just a lesson for Stephen, right? That's a big teaching for all of us, and the application of love in the way that we walk with one another, like to love one another as ourselves, and as he taught us. And I just wanted to give a specific to just really validate what you were saying. I feel like there's something so healing about the specificity of things, whereas like in the New Age culture that I also partook of for many years, there was such a focus on the universality. And what I came to understand in counseling people and through my own experience was that sometimes that universality perspective can become alienating to people because it doesn't honor the specificity of their experience. And it kind of cuts down on the, right, on the ability for intimacy, which is, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just want to acknowledge
everyone. Yeah. Sorry. Let me just briefly interrupt. Yes, ask everyone he healed if they were ready to receive.
Mm.
And then he acknowledged everyone, it's your faith that made you whole. He didn't take away from them their sovereignty. And he also didn't allow them to invade his sovereignty. When the woman touched his robe, he took an issue at that. An issue. Not that he didn't then turn around and offer her a blessing. But he took an issue that she touched him without permission.
Mm.
And I can tell you, when I was with him, I sure did not touch him. Oh, no. I knew that I was not supposed to. If he wanted to have a physical connection, he would have extended a hand and touched me.
Mm.
And Gunner did not touch him, but he did touch Gunner. He did. He petted Gunner. He was teaching me about sovereignty, and I think he wanted to not violate that sovereignty while he was with me, because actually in the condition that we shared, which was spiritual presence without any visible boundaries, he respected the fact that sovereignty does have its boundaries. And I did the same thing.
Mm. Yeah.
We each have our destiny. We each have our responsibility. We each have our calling. We each have our place within the universality of God. And yet we are unique and special beings, each one of us. And we each want to know that. Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you so much. No, it's perfect. Thank you, Glenda. And just one last piece just about the state of the world and where we're at in our country, just that, this wonderful word of reconciliation. I've been listening to an audiobook about how the process of reconciliation occurs and the role that the church can play in that process with people of color, with indigenous people, with LGBTQ people. There is this author was saying that the concept of reconciliation is actually biblical and that it stems from our reconciliation of ourselves with God. And that then exactly. When we have that inner reconciliation with our own being and with God, mm-hmm. that we can then extend that to each other. And yes. That's the, to me, that's how I see the cross, is that vertical, reconciling myself with God through repentance and aligning with my true nature, and then turning to others and seeing that possibility in them. And especially when it comes to dealing with some of the tense issues that we have right now, I'm working on an Indigenous Land Acknowledgements Committee with the church locally, and things like that, or with LGBTQ people who felt harmed by the church, there's such a need to meet them in the specificity of their suffering. And
exactly.
Really,
and
deeply listen.
That's what it's all about. You know, they're really tired of being profiled as only male, only female, and expecting to behave in a certain way. They want to be seen as unique individuals. That's what it's mm-hmm. all about. You know, mm-hmm. and the battle will stop when we understand that and we recognize them as unique individuals. The same with our indigenous people. The same with people all over the world that are emerging in their own right, in their own way, in their own country. For example, democracy in some countries will look different than it does here.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's democracy if it gives the power to the people. And, you know, I'm at a point where I can look at these emerging nations and I think, well, I may not understand their power structure, but if power exists with the people, I'm for it. Because that's what leadership is all about, is leading and serving the people who delegate the power.
Mm-hmm.
Power is something that should never be taken. Never. It should be honored as being delegated. And the delegatees are the people. And that needs to be honored in every country. Oh, and I do want to bring up something else, but I want you to finish first because I don't want to explore completely away from you, Christopher.
It's just, it's perfect what you're saying. And the blessing I would have is for us to each, like all of us as a community here and beyond to this country and the world, to have that cultural humility, that interpersonal humility, and meet one another where we are so that we can reconcile and heal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And as unique individuals, we are more godlike than if we are conformed into a generality.
Mm.
I have found that to be universally true. Okay. The one other thing I wanted to bring in, because we do have a little extension of our church in Nigeria and a minister. We have been hoping to bring our minister over here to do a little bit of training for a little while. You know, he wants to stay in Nigeria, so it's not an issue about residency, but it's very, very difficult. And I was speaking with him on an extended phone call yesterday. And then in turn, he sent me video clips from YouTube about not just Nigeria. Nigeria's a little safer than some of the other countries, but there's a whole belt of the countries that were formerly under the supervision of France. And they are in a state of revolution. And people, I want to ask for prayer that the people will find a way to claim their sovereign rights as people without having to turn this over to their armies for a military coup. And I'm going to expand that example to make this very, very real to you. The rulers over there have their reality inherited from generations of people in their own family who preceded them. And this goes back to tribal leadership. You see, it's not very many generations back to when all of the native people in Africa were tribal. And in fact, even in today's culture, they all are registered officially according to their tribal membership. They all have tribal membership as well as citizenship in the countries or citizenship in the states they live in. So it's still a very, very big thing in their country. But in the past, tribal leadership was a form of monarchy in that it was inherited through family lines that may have gone back centuries. And they don't like those family lines interfered with by democratic elections. And all of these countries have one thing in common, and that is that the recent elections would have elected a leader who was not in the family line of the tribal leader. And the tribal leader does not want to let go. And the tribal leader, because these countries are very, very rich, oil-rich and mineral-rich countries, the tribal leader is, well, most of them are billionaires. I mean, they're really financially powerful people. They don't want to let go of their monarchy. Their power inherited through monarchy. For lack of a word, I'll say it that way. They don't want to let go, and they feel that it's their God-given right to hold on to this generational inheritance. But they're holding in their bank accounts the wealth of the nation, and the people are starving. So the people have a right to address this situation. I would like to pray that all of them over there come of age to where the people understand and respect their heritage and yet resolve it in a way that begins to transfer power over to the people, because the people are the power, and this is where we are and will be coming into rightful acknowledgement of worldwide. It will be a global revolution that is already happening in our country. We don't have a monarchy type of lineage in the United States, but we do have professional politics that has been transferred from generation to generation of politicians. And we have a strong professional politicians' rights and power that the people are rising up against, and they will rise up against it more. You can expect it. And my friends, I want to tell you something. This affects the weather. We are more important influences upon the weather than CO2 is. There's been a lot of power given to CO2 that is really, really misplaced. There is nothing more powerful as an influence upon the people and the planet than the energy of the people collectively. We are the storm that's rising. And you can expect it because it's time. It's time in our planet that power belongs to the people. So we have a very good constitutional principle that isn't always enacted properly, which says we are a government of the people, by the people, for the people. And we have really worked diligently in the direction of manifesting that as a reality, but we've missed some points along the way, and we have to be accountable for those points we've missed. We have to find ways of now truly enacting that principle that we say we were created for, and being a leader, a qualified leader, for the rest of the world. Now, I, as a church leader, cannot take sides politically about how to voice an opinion on the way this can go, because the separation of church and state is a two-edged sword. We keep the government out of the church, and the government keeps the church out of the government. So I can't go very far. I cannot engage in dialogues about who's doing what and who should be supported and what should be supported. But I can say the people are the power. I can say that because that's constitutional. And also because it is the global trend that we will all be experiencing. This is what I was telling our minister in Nigeria yesterday. I said, my dear friend, this is global, and you can expect it. You can expect to see it throughout. And he said it's throughout Africa already. The people are demanding the power of government. And I said, well, I hope they get it without war, because there are ways of getting it. And I believe that the best way is to take the next available step that is given to you for the taking. There will be a way of taking it because we are children of God. Our governments are not governments of God. The people are children of God. And there's a difference in the delegation of power. There is no government that is of God. God would say, given to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and given to me what belongs to me. And what belongs to me are the people. These people are my children. And I stand for my children. And as people stand up for their rights, there will be some backflashes. And we've seen them. And we will see more just because we're standing up for our rights. But the backflashes will go away. And the children will stand. And as we stand in the power of God, delegated to the children, you will begin to see this more evidence of this kind of world that our beloved friend Stephen was praying for and expecting at some point would happen, because it can only happen through the children. And that's why we were reminded to seek the kingdom of heaven like unto children, because we are the children of God. And so I leave that with you, and I hope that you will respect my vulnerability in that I cannot take a political stand of any kind, but I can take a righteous stand about the will of God for his children. Okay. And Christopher, thanks for providing me with a platform on which to stand.
Glenda,
you always
amazing.
Do
Thank
a
you.
Great job of that. And we've got a wireless caller we need to take before we end.
Okay. Actually, that's Stormy. This is Tina. We have Tina now. That was the old Stormy call. Oh. But hi, Tina.
Oh, hi. Oh, very short. Hi. Oh, glad I made it today. I just want to ask for a blessing. It's hard to explain. It's just my world's kind of falling apart. Kind
of what is falling apart?
All my structure. Kind of everything, and I can't even really. I wouldn't know how to start a talk. I don't even actually don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
But just ask for a blessing that everything, what unexpectedly finds its way. And I want to ask family for Sarah or Sean or my husband and me and my future. I just ask for a blessing that everything goes, that I'm going to be really aligned with my purpose and that I just stand with God and find my purpose and nothing else matters. Just be open to change.
Opening to change is a good thing, Tina, because we're all going to have to face it. And when you can face it with a positive attitude and embrace it with a spirit of faith, hope, and love.
Yeah.
Everything you be given.
Yeah, I can't hold on to anything or anything I always thought would be my future, you know, just to let go of everything and just hope and know that I always gonna be fine, really. The only thing that's not fine is when I don't feel my connection with God, then I'm not fine, you know.
Well, then keep that connection.
Yeah.
And we'll help you hold on to it, okay?
That's my question. Question. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, dear.
Thank you, Tina.
Okay.
We love you. Okay,
we
Glenda.
Sure all right.
Yeah.
Well, I am going to put us on. And I took up a little bit more time than I expected to, but I hope it was a something worth saying, because it is, I felt that it was addressing a global problem, and we are going to be facing, we all will be part of the global transition. And at the same time, I feel that we will embrace it more with more stability and more feet on the ground if we also claim our unique place within it, who we are, what we are, how we engage and hold our faith with God, and our love and our hope for a better future. So let's get ready for a blessing, all right? Yeshua is here, and he has brought an awesome blanket of light over this, my office, and each of you, that we may be united in this radiance of light that he is extending and covering each of you with his love and honoring your faith, bringing forth that which you need and that which your heart desires to fulfill its reason for living. Some of our material desires will probably fade away. I know that as I went through the articles of material transmission I brought forward through three homes from Sedona to where I am now, I have given away or discarded, I would say probably 9/10 of what I brought forward, because they no longer apply to my life. And yet my life has grown larger and larger and larger. This will probably happen to most of you, because we try to define our future by the things we hold on to. And things not always material. It could be relationships. It could be places. It could be ideas. It could be memberships, associations, friends, family. We think this is the definition of who we are, and thereby the foundation upon which our future will blossom. And it may not be so. You may need to comb your hair a lot of times to take the stardust out of it, along with the dust, along with the fallen debris from whatever storm you walk through. And keep combing your hair until it's silken, until it's radiant and flowing like silk and golden or silver and ready to have a crown placed upon it. Because your destiny is higher than anything this earth can offer you. Even though we need to respect that everyone else must also go along their path in order to receive their crown. So let us be in our own heart, in that place that we call home, that you call your place of peace, the place you go when you can't stand the storm anymore, when you don't want to fight anymore, you don't want to compete anymore, you don't want to defend your place in the world anymore, and you don't understand why people are just in so much conflict and disagreement when we're really all children of God. Uniquely created and powerfully blessed. Why aren't we just harvesting the blessing? Well, go to this place inside you and be open to receive the blessing coming now. Now, in order to receive, let's limber our body. Let's stretch our arms, our legs. If you can stand, stand so that you can bear weight upon the earth, and you can move your torso around a little bit. You can bend to the right, to the left, and a little forward. You can extend your legs forward and back, forward and back. And now take a very deep breath and hold it for a couple of seconds. As you hold it, be grateful for the gift of life. And now release it with your body, your shoulders sinking and your diaphragm pushing up to force the last bit of air out. And be happy that you could give life unto others. And now again, let's take another breath. Hold it. And receive with gratitude. Exhale. And give with love. To whomever, whatever, will receive your breath of life, there is something and someone who needs it. And give with joy, as if you were singing. And let's do our mindful breath, the four square breath, where we count to four as we exhale. This is not a deep breath. This is a normal breath. As you would walk through the house or sit on your sofa, a normal breath that you count to four. And then you hold it. To the count of four. Then you inhale to the count of four. And you hold to the count of four. The holding places are powerful places. The holding place after you exhale is your holding place of giving. The holding place after you inhale is your holding place of receiving. Now let's do it again. Exhale to the count of four. And hold to the count of four.
Inhale to the count of four. And hold to the count of four. Now continue your mindful breath as I offer my prayer to Yeshua, our invocation to receive. O Lord of life, Son of God, perfect and exalted brother to us all, who is exemplary, the perfect child, who has come to show us what life is like to the perfect child, that we may aspire and become more attuned to our indwelling perfection. We ask that you be with us, that you hear our prayer, and you answer the prayers of everyone, whether they be large for the planet or small for an individual, because all prayers are sacred. We know that you know that. And we surrender into our humility to receive that which we cannot give unto ourselves, that we may receive that which we need, that which will complete our life and give us a longer step toward our perfection. We ask for those who don't know to ask, for the children, for the elderly, for those who are estranged and leading a lonely life, cut off from others, for those who are in pain and suffering, we ask. We ask that the hungry be fed and the children be loved and cared for. We ask that those who are about to make their transition can behold the perfection they're moving into and leave the pain they are exiting with grace. We ask that your arms surround us all and give us that great big hug we all need so much to be embraced by the arms of true love that understands our weakness and in our imperfection actually finds and beholds perfection. We thank you for all that you are to all of us. And we know that even though you see us all as one family, you see each one of us uniquely, just as our Father sees every sparrow that falls. Thank you for everything, everything for everyone, now and for always. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me in offering the blessing? And everyone receiving, continue with your prayer.
I'm in. I'm in. And I'm in. Your blessing has been given. Now, we need to continue receiving. So to do that, I want you to go and lie down. And I mean really lie down, like on your bed. Could be sofa, could be floor, or backyard, but I mean get flat. Get flat. So that you are in a complete state of surrender. Don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Because you are receiving now. Be a whiteboard upon which the will of God will be written. If you fall asleep, that's fine. Just don't think. Receive. And then arise with a new spirit and go forth with your day, expecting to continue receiving during the week, perhaps in your dreams or in words someone else will say to you. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again next week. And I wish you a happy holiday if you're in the United States. Bye-bye.